Hare Krishna. I've left that little village where we were having our leadership sangha. It's called Nirbator. It was quite interesting when I phoned my aunt, my mother's sister. I still talk to her once a week, or sometimes more. And I mentioned to her where I was. She said, oh, yes, I had a student from there. She was a seamstress, high-quality seamstress, and she had a sort of a school, and one of her students came from there. And yesterday here at our beautiful Debrecen Govindas, gave class to a packed house, or rather a packed restaurant. Of course, the tables went in, and talked about revolution here, the temple president, Nitai Bhavana, is a revolutionary type. He was a heavy metal rocker, musician, and so he was very much into revolution. And after finishing that lecture, I completely lost my voice. When we were in Nirbator, I went to a swimming pool, and once again the temperature of the water was a little cool, and so my sort of chest infection came back again. Anyhow, this is not meant to talk about me, but to talk about sort of the final closing words on our leadership sangha. For those who happen to speak Hungarian, because if they would, they're listening to the Hungarian podcast, then today we're putting up the appreciations, minute, 2 minute long appreciations that all of our devotees gave. And that was really wonderful. Everyone had a great time, and they appreciated that we weren't absorbed in management issues. I was going to say the primary thing, but there were so many primary things. They were all like in a dead heat and in a tie. One, and that was the main purpose of our sangha, was that devotees come closer to Srila Prabhupada. And so we're throwing videos and talking about Prabhupada and studying and analyzing Prabhupada's books and discussing controversial topics in light of Srila Prabhupada's statements, teachings. Devotees really felt that, yes, this was something that they really achieved, really appreciated. Quite a few devotees had mentioned that, yes, we want to have weekly videos or lectures of Srila Prabhupada so that it's something that devotees can also share and appreciate. I was very happy about that. The other thing was that devotees were associating on a different platform than resolving issues or making leadership decisions or plans. They were just associating as devotees. The way we'd organized or set things up was that we already prearranged what devotees were staying with who in the rooms, so we didn't allow friends to stay with each other or even husband and wife, but rather those devotees who didn't know each other. And the same thing was when we split up into groups for study sessions and working on the debates. And this way, devotees got to really make new friends, get to know others over a period of, well, over a period of 3 full days and 2 half days. It was a really good beginning of developing relationships. And even those who were friends and knew each other, here was a completely different environment, a different atmosphere, different topics at hand, and they got to see each other also from different perspectives. So that was great. And then devotees really appreciated the debates that we had, 7 debates. Once again, they're all in Hungarian. And the controversial topics that they had the opportunity to see different things from different angles of vision, because some of them had to argue the pro and others had to argue the con. So they had to become familiar, well, even if they didn't believe in those con arguments, what are the visions of people who have a different opinion than that of theirs, and to actually enter into those deeply, such as, for instance, should devotees now be wearing karmic clothes and compromise with a modern Western city lifestyle in order to increase their preaching rather than sticking with our traditional tilak, dhoti, sari, and kantimala, and so on. And probably what got one of the best reviews, I was hesitating because I said everything's in a tie, was what we did on the last day, which was that in the morning, in the afternoon, we just took a Bhagavad Gita verse. We split up into two groups. Niranjan Maharaj took the English-speaking devotees, amongst whom there were about 15, and I took the Hungarians speaking, or those who don't speak English, and there are over 30, 35 devotees there. And so in the morning, we just spent 2.5 hours on Tesham Satata Yuktanam, Bhagavad Gita 10:10. And we didn't really even get as far as Srila Prabhupada's purport. We were just doing the word for word and the actual text itself. In the afternoon, we were spending on Manmanabhava Madbhakto, both versions, 9:34 and 18th chapter. And that was for devotees, such a enlivening thing. This was something that I'd been taught and heard, although I didn't have participated so much in England, by both Krishna Dharma and his wife Chintamani, who do this type of very deep analysis of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita's purports, and also Keshabharti Maharaj. They do a very similar thing during the whole month of Kartik for about 6 hours a day at Bhaktivedanta Ashram at Govardhan. And so we did that same thing with Srila Prabhupada, was they study my books from different angles of vision to go in very deeply. It wasn't that I was talking, I wasn't giving a lecture. I was really just acting as a facilitator, and I didn't speak any more than anyone else did. But I was trying to inspire other devotees to speak, to give their realizations, keeping along trains of thought and tying them together one after another, correcting things where I thought things weren't just quite right. And devotees were in bliss. Devotees really appreciated that, yes, this is what it means to study Srila Prabhupada's books. And this was also something that they wanted to do on a weekly basis, to give devotees the opportunity to really, really go deep. And with the association of others, this is more than just reading, and it's more than just individual study. This is what Krishna says, katyantaschamam nitya tushanticha ramanticha. This is Krishna katha. And the level of topic and absorption that we achieved, and the Krishna consciousness and the actual pleasure and bliss that devotees achieved from this was, all I can say, it was superb, or as Srila Prabhupada would say, sublime. And it encouraged me also to do this more regularly. In fact, I'm going to propose to the GBC that the whole GBC body spend half a day on something very similar in our team building. It's really, really extraordinary, really very wonderful. So that was, and then after, as I said, the appreciations, many of which were quite tearful, and invoked tears amongst the other devotees. We had prasadam, and everyone also agreed that the prasadam we were eating were extraordinary. Originally, I asked prasadam to be very modest so that they didn't put devotees to sleep. But as it was, they were having feasts three times a day. And then everyone drove back to their centers, places of residence. And now I'm here in Debrecen. I just finished taking care of Radha Damodar, and I'll be heading to Eger, where I'll have the evening program, and from there I'll go down to Budapest this evening. Rinchi Maharaj is there, and he's leaving on Wednesday, and I'm leaving for India on Friday. So that was it. That's the last you'll hear of our leadership sangha, except of course one other thing is that devotees really insisted that we should be doing this at least once a year, if not twice. So we'll see how we can actually fit it in next year. This is a good time for everyone. There's no festivals, no marathons. There's a little bit of breathing space, and we're still here, at least I'm still here before going to India. So January is certainly a good time for it, and then we'll see if we can fit another one in sometime during the year. And if it's not for all the leaders of the Yatra, then certainly the leaders of the individual centers can do that. And once again, Relish Katyantas Chamam Nitya Tushyantija Ravantija. Hare Krishna.